This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 8th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. A federal judge recently found that a Facebook like, at least in the context of a political race, is not protected speech under the First Amendment, that even that ambiguous gesture on Facebook is an expression, and it should receive the highest First Amendment protection. So says Trevor Burris, a legal associate at the Cato Institute.
A federal district judge in Virginia has ruled that a Facebook like does not receive First Amendment protection. The case arose out of an election over a sheriff for a new sheriff position. And after the current sheriff was reelected, six people were fired, and at least two of them claimed that one of the reasons they were fired is because they liked the sheriff's opponent on Facebook. And so they were claiming that there was a retaliation there. And it was protected by the First Amendment. This was a kind of political speech that was protected by the First Amendment. And the judge said, nope, sorry, it's not protected by the First Amendment.
There are all sorts of things that we can do that are treated as protected speech. Burning an American flag, for example, where it was an 8-1 Supreme Court that said, look, this is expression. It's therefore speech, and therefore it receives this high level of protection. Things that we write. And in many cases, checks that we write to support certain causes are interpreted as well as speech. This is a technological innovation. Facebook, first of all, Facebook, a like doesn't mean you like something.
Yes, and that's interesting. It could be a counterargument, and if this goes up further, I'd like to hear more of it. There wasn't a lot of discussion of all the different things that a like can mean. As many people know, a like means sometimes you just subscribe to the newsfeed of something coming out. So you could like your political opponent to see what they were doing. But that wasn't really talked about. It was more just discussed that there wasn't enough substance in the like. And the funny thing, as you mentioned, the funny thing here is there's a technological innovation, and this always happens with the First Amendment. There's a new way of speaking, and the courts are going to have to figure out how to adjust to this. But I think that most people are pretty upset who know what a like is and know the significance of a like. I have, I pay attention to what I like, and I monitor what I like because my Facebook page is kind of like a public profile that explains who I am and what I like, and I know that my friends do similarly. And I don't know if the judge totally understood that.
Even if the communication is not clear, what the communication is or what it imparts is not clear, it seems like because we are very skittish about saying something isn't speech, that in the tie should go to liberty.
I would rather have a more protective type of standard here, and the courts have generally done that. You could argue, for example, that burning a flag could have ambiguous things if, for example, you were burning it to get rid of it because it was covered in a chemical or something, and therefore you weren't trying to say anything. But we're not – I don't think we should use the First Amendment to make that kind of narrow judgment. We should just say that this expressive content in most of the instances in which it will be used, it is definitely expressing something important. So yes, as a general rule, the First Amendment shouldn't be narrowed too much. It should be broadened to say people speak in a lot of different ways. And sometimes we even remain silent, and silence is even protected by the First Amendment too. And that just helps with a more robust, more protective discourse.
Recently, the Supreme Court found, I think by a wide margin, that in the Bong Hits for Jesus case, that nonsensical speech did not receive some kinds of protection. And even there, I think I might actually dispute whether or not. First of all, you have to make a determination about what counts as nonsensical, right?
Yes, I absolutely disagree. I disagree with the holding in that case. There was, discussing of the absurdity of the very sign. And yes, Bong Hits for Jesus is a pretty funny sign. But again, I wouldn't want judges, especially judges who are pretty removed from things. In the Facebook case, the judge seemed to not really understand Facebook. And that's often a problem with technological change, that the judges are maybe a little bit of generations behind. So a very liberty-friendly standard for even nonsensical speech or sort of small speech like a like, we don't want courts getting involved with that. We'd rather just have this as expressive content, it means something, and we're going to protect it robustly.
Trevor Burris is a legal associate at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.